ever scroll through LinkedIn or Instagram and think, why does that business marketing look so effortless? Why does their content get all the likes, the clicks, the comments, while ours just doesn't? It's a frustrating feeling, right? But here's the truth. It's rarely luck, and it's rarely about having a bigger budget. Most of the time, the reason their marketing looks stronger is because of their systems, clarity, and relentless consistency. And today, we're going to unpack why your competitors' marketing seems better, what they're really doing differently behind the scenes, and most importantly, how you can not just catch up, but surpass them. Spoiler alert, and you don't need to spend more money. You just need to spend smarter. Now, let's start with this, the perception trap. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. What you see online is only the tip of the iceberg, right? That polished Instagram carousel, that perfectly worded LinkedIn post, that campaign video that got everyone talking behind the scenes. It's often months and months of strategy, messaging, creative testing, and endless amounts of refinement. And here's the danger. You're comparing your messy behind the scenes to their carefully curated highlight reel. That creates the illusion that their marketing is effortless while yours feels clunky or inconsistent. So what I want you to do right now is just stop comparing surface impressions, all right? Start comparing systems and strategy. Think about it. Do you really know how many failed tests they ran before they ran that one that worked and looked so good? You don't. Do you know how many hours went into the copy that you saw in just that one ad, that whole campaign? Probably not. Your competitor's marketing isn't magic, okay? If you like it, you see it's working consistently, it's discipline. So what are they actually doing differently? Let's break it down. Firstly, they probably are starting with a really clear strategy. Every post, every email, every ad has a purpose. It's not just thrown together. They know who their audience is and what problem they are solving, what action they then want people to take as a result of seeing their content. Nothing here is random, and they test constantly. The best campaigns are rarely born perfect, but headlines, images, offers, call to actions, they test everything, okay? The post you see winning on their feed is probably version number 17. Let's be honest. They align their brand and their message together seamlessly. Their website says the same thing as their emails. Their emails sound the same as their social posts. Consistency builds trust, and trust builds conversions. Wow. I hear myself ringing that exact statement in a previous podcast episode, and here it's coming back again. They focus on the real metrics, not just the vanity metrics. We keep saying this over and over. Stop chasing the numbers and start chasing and looking for the results of what it's bringing in. Because you only might need 10 leads if you're converting at 80% with quality people and business. They're not patting themselves on the back when they get 200 likes. They're tracking the conversions, CAC, LTV, and pipeline contribution. If you don't know what those three things are, I encourage you to go back to a previous episode that we've put together here at the Marketing Factory and tune in and learn more about those three really important things. They're measuring how marketing drives growth, not just attention. That's why their marketing seems better, because it's anchored in discipline, not just fancy creative. Now let's flip the lens and bring it back to your business. So why does it sometimes feel like you're playing catch up? Why do you feel like you're running behind the eight ball and everyone's ahead of you? Some common reasons might be this, that you don't actually have a documented strategy. We've talked about this in previous episodes as well. We've covered a lot of great content here. You really need to stay tuned and connected because we're giving a lot of free content away. The percentage of businesses in Australia that don't actually document a strategy is more than 50%. So don't feel alone. You can be aware, and now it's time to react, respond, and get one together. You're reacting to trends instead of executing a plan. You see someone dancing on TikTok and, you know, next minute there's, you know, POV videos and there's all these different things that are happening and you're like, oh my God, we should go and do that too because that's performing really well. Don't get sucked into that vortex. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. There has to be a bigger narrative. The problem here is this. If you're not testing, you post once, cross your fingers, hope it sticks. And when it doesn't, you move on to the next idea so quickly, trying something else, something new, really when you should have been tweaking, learning from all of that. Because at the end of the day, if your messaging is still disconnected, your website saying one thing, your ads say another, your staff are saying something completely different, confusion kills conversions. And when your metrics aren't tracked properly, you're looking at impressions or clicks, but you're not asking, did this generate revenue? Did it reduce our churn? How many people we're losing? Did it create qualified leads? And here's the truth. Even the most creative content can't compete with consistent execution. When these gaps exist, your competitors will always look stronger. Not because they're smarter than you, okay, or your team, but because their system is tighter. So here's the good news. You don't have to reinvent the wheel to catch up. You can close the gap or even overtake, and this is what I want you to do. Audit your marketing. Step back. Take a good hard look at your strategy if you have one. If you haven't, write one down. Look at your channels, your messaging, your metrics. Where are the leaks? A good marketing manager in your business should be able to put all of this together for you. Ask them, what's working? What's wasted? Ensure you align your brand and message at every touch point. And it should all be reinforcing the same story. And if I read your email, scroll your Instagram, or land on your website, I should feel like I'm in the same place with the same brand promise. So implement some testing and optimization. Don't just post once and move on and cross your fingers and hope. Test your subject lines, your ad copy. Your creative can change, all right? Look at the numbers. Small tweaks compound into really big results and focus on the metrics that matter. We've said it before. Forget the vanity metrics, the big numbers, the clicks, and all of those things that you want to see on your monthly social media and marketing report. Start measuring your conversions, your CACs, your LTV, and your pipeline contribution. These will tell you what's really driving business growth. And make sure out of that content that works that you're actually repurposing it. You're amplifying it. What does that mean? Take something that works and put it on another channel. Cut it down into a shorter format. Do different clips, add to it. And stop chasing every single shiny trend that's out there. Because when a blog post works, turn it into 5 LinkedIn posts. Because it really is costing companies so much money to come up with new campaigns all the time, when sometimes they're sitting on absolute wins and all you need to do is tweak it. Massage it a little bit and get it back out into market. This is how you play smarter, not louder. And here's the truth in 1 minute. Competitors' marketing often looks stronger, not because they spend more, but because they're consistent, clear, and committed to testing. The solution isn't more budget, it's more discipline. Audit your systems, align your messaging, track the right metrics, and repurpose those wins. That's how you not only catch up, but leave them wondering how you overtook them. One quick word of caution, though, competitor comparison is a double-edged sword. It can paralyze you. It can inspire you. So instead of asking, why are they better, ask yourself these three questions. What can I learn from their approach? What systems can I put in place to perform consistently? What are my unique opportunities to stand out? Because here's the reality, you don't need to be them. You need to be the best version of your brand. Competitors can set the bar, but your job is to raise it in your own way. And here's another analogy I love. Think of your marketing like a race car. Strategy is the engine. Without it, you're not going anywhere. Brand alignment is the chassis, holding everything together. Testing and optimization are the fuel system. Without them, the car can't go forward. Metrics are your dashboard, and if you're not looking at them, you're driving blind. If any of those parts are missing, your car won't perform, no matter how much fuel you pour into it. Your competitor's marketing might look flashier right now, but if you take the time, build the systems with all four parts working together, you'll overtake them consistently, not just occasionally. And here's the big takeaway. Your competitor's marketing seems better because it's sharper, tested, and aligned, not necessarily because they spend more. You can catch up and even surpass them by aligning your brand message across every channel. Test, track, optimize consistently. Measuring the metrics that matter, build those repeatable systems instead of chasing every trend. And if you want help, we're here. We've been building systems that keep you competitive, and we've been doing it for a number of clients over many, many years. The Marketing Factory has been operating for over 18 years now. Can you believe it? And we've had team that have been working with us for more than 10 years as well. We've got the experience, we've got the knowledge, and what you hear, what you see here in our free content to you is a gift. And if you want to unleash the power of our team into your business, I'd love to hear from you. Go online, book that discovery call at themarketingfactory.com.au. Until next episode, bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.